Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen, and it's the 21st of June, which means, I think, that it's the longest day of the year, isn't it? It was a pretty long day yesterday, not just because I had to go to this training course, but also ended up chatting to one of the other governors until nearly 10, and it was still bright, and we're like, maybe we should go home now. But you didn't really notice because it was still lovely and bright outside and not too chilly. Even though, yeah, I didn't obviously only had half a day to warm up yesterday. But it was really weird because it was so wet in the morning. And then when I went to pick up in the afternoon, everything was dry. The road was dry. The sun was shining. It was like that morning had never happened. That's very odd. This morning is a little bit weird. It's not at all cold, but when the sun comes out, which it frequently does, then it's quite hot. Anyway, so I'm on the way to work. I've got another long day ahead today as well, because Henry's got beavers again. Beavers is getting more and more difficult logistically. Not just because it happens to be on my work day, which leaves Simon to sort out dinner and then making sure that Henry's ready for beavers, which obviously starts, well, at a not very late time for the little ones. But sometimes they do things like today, where they want us to be somewhere completely different. So we usually having to have our wits about us to get them down to the Scout Hut, which is about 5 minutes walk from us. But when they want us to be somewhere else at the same time, it's of course even more difficult. And today they want us to be somewhere else, and they want us to be there earlier. So I've been coordinating logistics with a friend who has exactly the same problem, because her train doesn't come in soon enough to pick up her little boy from the after-school care. So, but we made it. I think we've got an arrangement. It might just work. If everything works like it should, we'll be fine. And then I had an email, got home after the course last night, had another email from another mum in the same predicament. So hopefully we can sort that out for her as well. But yeah, I have to say, I do prefer those things where I can just pay people and then drop the kids and then that's it. I don't have to worry about having to be there as well, which doesn't quite work with beavers because we're paying for it, but we also have to help out a few times a year. So yeah, and in the summer they're doing lots of stuff out and about, so logistically it can be a bit of a nightmare. But Henry's absolutely loving it, and he's always coming back with, yeah, it was epic, and so I think it's worth it. I think it's giving him more skills, more confidence. Yes, I sewed on all his new badges, all five of them over the weekend. I think that works. Yes, in other news, I saw on the news that Nissan is going to sue the Leaf campaign for using their logo in a leaflet that says these companies will stay in the UK if there's Brexit, which is cheeky. So I'm glad they're doing something about it. Yes, because that's another thing that the Leave campaign, well, in fact, the Remain campaign hasn't been very good at spreading this news either. But surveys I've seen, 80% of our own companies said that if the UK left the European Union, that would be bad for their business. That was a survey conducted amongst French, German, Swedish, Italian, Polish, Chinese even companies, and I'm forgetting one. And he also said more than 60% of them. Oh wow! Already the soldiers with their instruments marching up. So I'm quite lucky I'm still getting through here. Over 60% of them also said that they would reduce investment in the UK if there was Brexit. So these are the companies who are already here, who are already trading, who are already providing jobs. German companies, just German companies, provide about 400,000 jobs in the UK. It wouldn't be an immediate thing, but yeah, they'd scale down, possibly move somewhere else, but it would change their investment decisions. But I don't think that gets talked about a lot. Also, I saw a survey, which is also not seen in mainstream media, that 95% of the American companies want the UK to stay in the European Union, because it's really brilliant for them to have this bigger market attached to the UK, which actually also works for the European companies who want to go to America or the Commonwealth. The UK is a good stepping stone for them too. So the UK's got this unique position at the moment, which I don't think they actually appreciate. And also, all the surveys I've seen that where British Chambers surveyed their own members, so those are companies that don't necessarily trade with the EU already. Even there, more than half always come out as staying in the European Union. So why is that then, if they're also worried about red tape? Do you know what? I think the whole red tape thing, I wonder whether this is just, you know, because I've been listening to business leaders in the news and on various programs, and nobody has really satisfactorily explained what they mean by red tape, apart from health and safety legislation, which, I'm sorry, but, yes, it might be an add-on, but then again, shouldn't he be glad that there's some kind of legislation where they can absolutely make sure that they're on the right side of the law, making sure nothing happens to their employees? And the other thing is employment rights. Of course, businesses don't want that. And the Brexit economist is the one who helped Margaret Thatcher in the 80s dismantle the UK's manufacturing industry. He's for Brexit, so he's for free market. So that means no more employment rights, social rights for employees. All the stuff we have now about holidays, maternity leave, workers' protection, all those little things, that could all be going. Right, anyway, I'm here now, so thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.